host Todd.
Hey, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm good, Ruben. How you doing?
Good, good. Do you need a minute? Do you have a minute? I'm sorry. Do you need a minute?
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Okay, so here's what I was able to do. I put in a lot of calls. Like I said, I don't want to shotgun your credit all over town. There's a few people I'm speaking with today. The response is honestly very slow, and I know why it is. It's the end of everyone's month. So I'm trying to get you an answer today, but honestly, based on some of the responses I've gotten, I might not be able to furnish you answers until Tuesday, just to be realistic. Some people are extremely slammed up. I can sense it in a sense. So here's what I'd like to do. You're an existing Cardiff customer, but I don't want to like force your hand. There is one program I didn't want to talk to you about, and I think it might be kind of the meeting of both worlds. You've had loans at around 12 to 15 months, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I'm at 13 months one right now.
Okay.
With you guys, so, well, with King that I got through you guys.
And I think what's happening right now, and this is just my conception, I think sometimes there's programs that are 1 year, and then there's programs that are 5 years, and they're very, very different. And sometimes there's a meeting in the middle that sometimes satisfies all parties. I guess the question I'd ask you, because I'm not here to sell you, I'm here to find a solution if we can win your business. Are you trying to do something? Are your goals just to lower your payments, or are you trying to get additional cash?
A little bit of both, I guess you'd say. Yeah, lower payments, one, for cash flow, and then have a little bit of cash. I don't need a lot of cash because I've got the factoring side that helps with that. But
okay.
Just help offset some of the cash flow.
What kind of payment are you trying to manage, say, on a monthly or weekly basis?
Well, between everybody, I've got about 25. And I say everybody because of my taxes, and then the King Capital and a couple others I have, the On Deck loan and the Cabbage, which is small. They're almost paid off.
Okay.
That's about 25. It's a little over 20. It's a little over 20,000 a month, I think. So.
Okay.
You know, if we could cut that down, if I could cut that down to even in half to 10 or 12, you know, would be awesome. But, you know, I don't know if that's feasible or not.
All right, so you're paying, you said 20 to 25, and you try to slice it in half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, roughly.
Okay.
If we could shave off as close to that as possible.
Okay. And do you know your credit score offhand?
It's close to 700.
Okay, give me a second here. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
This is actually like a really common conversation that I'm having with a lot of customers. So here's something that I want to throw at you that I think might be a good option. There's a program that I just funded for a customer literally this morning. It's a new program I have access to. It basically goes 17 to 24 months. Those are the terms. Well, sometimes as low as 15, but I've had some success doing 17, 24 month programs. They would run this would be a credit inquiry, but it's longer term financing at cheaper rates. I think if you get a 24-month term, you owe Can about 120, right?
Less than that now, but yes.
Okay. So your goal is to get around a $12,500-month payment. Completely understood. I think if you're okay with me running your credit for this one program, I think it's definitely worth trying. I think it's something that might meet you in the middle because the underwriting is not as just to give you a little insight. I don't want you to feel like I'm dragging your feet. I'm on your team. I'm sure you realize that. That's how I make my living.
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah. But here's what happens with these larger programs. These larger programs are extremely underwriting intense. So the reason I'm very, I don't use them where we don't use them usually is, like I said, they piss off customers. You ask one question, you get two more back. You ask one question, you get three more back. And I think on the working capital side, there's very few questions asked. Like, we don't care about this, we don't care about this, and we don't care about that. Because in return, the program is such a short term. I think something in the middle might be a better avenue to explore because you're going to have medium underwriting. You're not going to be asked for your blood type. But I think that might be a way to go if you're comfortable with that.
I mean, yeah, it's possible. That's a possible way for me, for sure. Only problem I got right now is I'm in the middle of refinancing my house, and I got turned down from one lender, and I have to a different one right now. So I really don't want to pull it.
No, that's fair. Look, if you're refinancing, no one should be calling your credit. That should be top priority. Because I know before I offer you any approval, they're going to need to run your credit. So all I could do is I could press pause, and you could let me know when you want to move forward. But I definitely know, like, I'm not here to make your life hell. Like, I'm asking all these questions without running your credit. But if you're looking for funding, before any funding is released, they're going to have to pull your credit, just so you know.
I get that. I totally get that. And that's why I'm not in a crazy need to hurry for it, but I am going to need it sooner or later. You know.
When do you anticipate? Yeah, I'm actually refinancing myself, so I'm in the same boat. When do you anticipate closing on your refi?
Man, I just resubmitted the stuff to a different place, people yesterday, so we're probably looking at two, three weeks down the road.
Okay.
Hopefully by mid to end of October.
Okay. Then what I should do is this. I should just keep your file. I should continue with asking questions without running your credit, and then when you're okay with me running your credit, I'll try to find you a solution. That's the proper way to do things here.
Okay. Let's do that, man. That's fine.
I don't want to cause any problems with your refinance. That is not in my cup of tea.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Of course.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right. I'll follow up with you in a few weeks.
All right. Thank you.
You got it, man. I'll keep on getting some news to you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Todd. Bye-bye.